Priya. A little trap sometimes I think devotees fall into. It's when it comes to becoming a bit isolated in the bubble, right? I guess we all know that. Today is called Echo Chambers. As an online phenomenon. But and there is this idea spread among devotees that devotees, we should only care about Krishna, not about what's going on in the world, such mundane matters. Well, I heard from my friend Pranava, Professor Ferdinand Sardella, that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, one of the most prominent Gaudiya mission acharyas, he was interested in world affairs and the big political things going on and so on. Or at least he either found that, yes, these things we should be aware of as part of our awareness of what's going on in the world, not like ignorant sheep that can be easily led anywhere. In other words, Vaishnava should be more aware than others, but then that awareness should stretch to Krishna consciousness. What's the solution? What are we going to do about it? Well, we have Dharma. Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada also, he speaks about that, writes about that in the Bhagavatam, the first book there. And often spoke about the importance of establishing Dharma. But then some, they kind of, and I would say, again, it could be a little bit of a, I know some, it's a favorite thing to find contamination of Mayavad or whatever in others, but we need to see it when it's there. I'm not talking about anyone in specific, but the general phenomena. This kind of idea there, a little bit maybe deeper in our minds, we don't think so much about as a philosophical idea, but just part of our worldview. That yes, this spiritual path, this path of Bhakti Yoga, it leads from the society out there, the mundane society, into temples, ashrams, up into the Himalaya, or whatever they think. In other words, you leave all that this the other world behind. But isn't that path more of the Advaita Vedantic people and the Buddhist people who have this idea that we are going towards liberation, so we should free ourselves from all attachments to everything in the material world, and therefore we just go sit alone somewhere. And of course some do that, and they are happy sitting not alone, but with Krishna, doing bhajan or whatever. But some are out there trying to help the humans in this world. And as Prabhupada said, not just by doing mundane help work, but to be aware of, to give actual, how to say, advice and guidance to society, not because one just appoints himself as an expert, but by develop actual expertise, but then that expertise coupled with, or rather made complete and full actual expertise through a deeper understanding of the world events and what causes them to go this or that way. And yes, doesn't it make sense for Vaishnavas to work towards peace on earth rather than war on earth? So yeah, that kind of idea.